This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. The clothing maker American Apparel, that specializes in T-shirts, is firing 1,800 of its workers this month. That's more than a quarter of their workforce, but they're not interested in saving money. The firings are prompted by something entirely different. Joining us is Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Julia, why are these workers being fired from American Apparel?
An investigation that started more than a year ago determined that there were mismatches, irregularities between the documents they presented when they were hired and the records of immigration or the Social Security Administration. That is to say, in all likelihood, they are illegal immigrants.
But this is not what we think of as a stereotypical relationship between illegal immigrants and the company. The company's actually paying some of these workers $900 a week. And here's what one worker at American Apparel had to say.
Being realistic, I guess I'm going to have to go to one of those flip shop companies where I'm going to get paid under the table, not paying taxes as I do, because... or just being visible to the government.
So these are workers who are being paid very well, and they were paying taxes.
Yes, that's right. This is the dilemma that's presented by a new policy by the Obama administration. The focus is on employers, but as officials from the administration say, it's not just sweatshop employers, but they are going to try and be looking at the records of employers across the country, mainstream employers, any company that has a large number of immigrant workers, to see if their hiring documents are in order.
This is actually, you spoke with a congressman about this new policy, and this is what he had to say.
There's not going to be any place for you to hide illegally in America anymore, because the light is going to be shined in every corner.
That's Congressman Brian Bill Bray from California. How this seems like a good policy. We want to preserve jobs for American workers, but is it turning out to be good for American Apparel or their workers?
Well, the problem is that, of course, it's a very bad job market in Los Angeles, and many of these workers have been with American Apparel for 9 years, 10 years. At the time when they hired on, there really was not a satisfactory regimen for verifying their employment. So one of the details of this action is that the company itself has not been accused so far of a single case of knowingly hiring an illegal immigrant. But there it is.
Are these jobs going to go to Los Angelinos now, legal residents?
Well, to judge from the lines of applicants who were standing out in front of the company, it looks like it's pretty much the same group of workers, mostly Spanish-speaking immigrants, who are going to apply for those jobs.
Who are legal, though?
Well, the company has changed its hiring practices to scrutinize the documentation more carefully. But the scenario that that this is somehow clearing the way for something that someone who we might call an American worker, this is just not exactly what's happening.
Okay, Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.
She's the best.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.